Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and really glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. And if you want to join us, here's the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. Joining me today, Chris Williams.
Yes, hi, Chris. Good to be here.
He's actually married to a mother, and here's a mother also, Dr. Alice Benton.
Yeah.
Hi there. Good morning, gentlemen. Hi, everybody.
Did you have a good Mother's Day? Did you celebrate? Did you get to do what you wanted to do?
We sure did. We had a neighborhood baseball game. Anybody could join in. I'm not much of a player myself, so my pitches were wobbly. But we had so many kids with us and a lot of laughs.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. We did something that was just amazing. We had another family invited us to join them, and we went to the big screen to see The Sound of Music.
Ooh.
And
nice.
It was so much fun. I was in the musical when I was a little child, so I had that little connection to it. And one of the boys, Carter, had never seen it before, and it was so beautiful. And it was back in those days where you could go to a movie and there was nothing bad in it. No violence, no sex, no innuendo, nothing. It was just so refreshing, and it was just perfect. Mm. And it even had an intermission. You know, they stuck with the intermission.
That's awesome.
And it was really great. But a story, you know, a true story of a courageous person who stood up to the Third Reich and said, "No, I'm not gonna serve in their navy." Anyway, it was a great, great time, a great Mother's Day. And we just appreciate all of you moms. And also, you know, during this time, I always realize it's just such a tough time. And I remember Mother's Day when I was part of an infertile couple, and it was just horrible every Mother's Day, and then, you know, you come to accept it, and it gets better, but I just know God loves you no matter what. Well, we love you. We want you to call us at 1-800-229-3000, and if you love us, you might want to order what we have determined is the most overpriced T-shirt, but the most undervalued clothing item in the world. And it's this. It's a T-shirt that says, "I saved a person's life, and all I got was this T-shirt," and then in parentheses, "and a tremendous amount of satisfaction." And Chris is holding that T-shirt up. If you're watching on Facebook Live or someplace like that, it's a great T-shirt, and it's got little bands, you know, navy blue bands on the sleeve.
I like that. That's very stylish.
But here's the thing. It's $100 because it's that much money, because the money that we collect from this, well, we're using that to save a person's life, to get them into recovery, to provide help for them, scholarship, whatever we need to do. And we can't do it without you. So if you want to save somebody's life and get a T-shirt to wear, well, would you call us right now and say, "Count me in. I want the most overpriced but undervalued T-shirt." It's $100. And by the way, if that isn't it, you might think about joining Club New Life. We've already had more people join Club New Life in this start of the month than the whole big month last month because of this library we're giving away. And if that's not good enough, if you have a one-time gift, we'll send you this insulated tote that's got the logo and the name on it, and you can take it to the grocery store, take it to the pool. Why do we do this? Well, first of all, we want to say thank you in some ways that would motivate you to come and be part of the giving family. And we'll tell you more about this library we're giving you if you join Club New Life. But we need your help, and we want to say thank you, and we want to do anything we can, unless it's illegal, to get you to become part of the giving family here. We'll take a break, and we'll come back for your phone call right after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, July 19th to the 21st. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. This isn't the sound of music, but it's the sound of people getting help right here because of your love and support of other folks. And we've never been confused about what our mission is here at New Life. And maybe it's part of your mission with how you've been blessed over the years. A mission of just helping people that are struggling. A mission of doing whatever we can to reach out to fellow strugglers and just try to provide some hope and help and healing. That's what we're here for. And if you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or if you can help us, it's the same number. And then if you want to join us on the program, we're going to do our best to be nice as well as helpful. Some places you call, they try to be helpful. They're not very nice. I was listening to one the other day. Boy, I don't even know why people tune into that program to be abused verbally on the air. But anyway, we're not going to do that. You call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And right now we're going to go to the phones at 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number for radio, 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to Dawn, Cincinnati, Ohio. Great city. Glad that she's listening to WCVX. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hello. How are you all?
Doing okay. What's going on with you today?
Real quickly, trying not to make it too long, but I am a widow of 4.5 years. A young widow, and I'm 49 now, so my husband passed 44 when I was 44-ish, and I have 3 kids, blah, 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 long story short. I'm just recently experiencing a anxiety over being single or just navigating life through this new world I have.
Okay.
I'm a busy person. It's not, I actually run a support group for young widows.
Nice.
But just recently I've experienced my own kind of anxiety, and I'm not sure if it's just the reality of everything has kind of sank in, but that's my question.
What do you think is the worst thing that could happen in your singleness and that might be a source of this anxiety? Let's just take it to worst case scenario. What's the worst thing that could be there?
If I lost my job and financially I was depleted, is my current concern. And I make my way, I make enough money to pay my bills, I'm doing well, not rich, but I make my own money. It's not like that's huge, but that is in the back of my mind always, thinking of that.
Okay. All right, and so all of a sudden one day you just started having some feelings of anxiety.
Yes, yes.
All right, and have you talked to anybody about it?
No.
Okay. Well, you're talking to us. So let's start with Alice. What do you think might be something helpful here?
It is curious, Don, that it's just come up recently, so I want to ask a couple additional questions. And I'm so sorry you lost your husband so young. So to be navigating life now as a single parent to your children, that's a weighty role that you have. How young are your kids?
Actually, 26, 23, and will be 20 this year.
Okay.
And when my husband passed, one graduated high school, one graduated college, and the other turned 16.
Mm. Oh, wow. And have there been any changes with your job recently that might have exacerbated or initiated this fear?
No, it's just that's the fear I have. I had been married for 23 years, so I was never responsible for the finances solely, and now I'm completely and solely responsible for everything.
Okay.
And it's just navigating, I believe, my way through, and there's nothing necessarily that's an issue. It's just that, you know, it just seems as if at any moment something could happen, and I guess my worst fear would be I'd lose everything, and I'm nowhere near that, but that's just my fear.
But it is understandable as you're navigating life as a single woman now with the unexpected passing of your husband. So is your question to us how to handle this anxiety and what to do about it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And I think there are two, both spiritual and psychological ways, well, I'll say three, of managing this. And one comes from Steve's question, have you told anybody about it? Because when we hold the fear inside, it grows. So if we're not talking about it, it gives power to the fear. So please keep talking about it, admitting it to the safe people in your life and asking them for prayer support about it. But also reviewing what Scripture says about who is our provider and fighting the anxiety moment by moment with Scripture. So we have fantastic promises about God's provision to us, but it's really hard to hold on to those promises when you are a single parent, when you're working like you are. So I want you to look up those verses and start memorizing a few of them, of the promises that God will provide for you.
Chris, what are your thoughts?
Okay. Yeah, Don, I think that when anxiety pops up unexpectedly, it's and it goes to these extreme places. I'm looking at a little bit different things here, like your children being 26, 23, 20. They're moving on with their life. You've gone through a major loss. This transition in life with children becoming adult children is another major, major transition. With each level that our body experiences a new loss, it experiences a new vulnerability. And that is going to trigger anxiety. And and this is a strange way to put it, but anxiety in that level is always looking for an excuse. And so all of the evidence in your life says that you are provided for, you're doing just fine. There's no evidence that there's actually financial ruin around the corner. But this is just what your anxiety has decided to attach it to. And so I would go back and look at what are some feelings underneath that? What else is coming? If we're to take away the anxiety, what would then you feel? What would you experience? And then work through that. Because maybe
definitely would feel the feeling of being alone.
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. And so and that's where I want you to really focus on going with what Alice said. It was great, you know, great is talk about this. Get community, get people around you, and your job right now is to create new family.
Yeah. Now, here's another thought for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bible says when we have this need, this thing that comes up, whatever it is, it says, seek the kingdom of God first, and all of these things will be added unto you. And then if you look at Hebrews 13:5, it says, don't love money, be satisfied with what you have, for God has said, I will never fail you, and I will never abandon you. Now, add to that little scripture that says, love casts out all fear. So I'm going to give you the hyper-spiritual answer, but it just might be the answer that you need to hear, and it's this.
Mm-hmm.
I would up my time with God and godly women. I'd be sure during this time I was in a women's Bible study. I'd find one, some church somewhere in your area. It's a big area, great churches there. And I would connect with some people, and the goal would be more God, more love from God, love from God through other people. And I think that could be a big help to the anxiety. And then if it isn't, you really ought to get in with the counselor and say, I got to find out what I'm really afraid of, like kind of what Chris is saying. Let's find out what's the fear beneath this fear of losing my job or being, you know, all of that. If I were you, I'd be scared to death of dating.
Oh.
You know?
I actually am dating someone, but that's
I think you should be scared to death of that.
No, that's
a whole other show. Well, but okay, in the fact that you are, there is an area there to look at and what that means. And then the other thing, all of us that have approached 50 and gotten over it, anxieties come with the approach.
Mm-hmm.
Built in,
mm-hmm.
guaranteed, unless you destroy
right.
all of the mirrors in your home. But then you look funny when you go out. So there are so many things that you might say, well, that's a more realistic fear than this fear here. But I want you to know this. God's got your back. He's going to take care of you. And even in the worst case scenario, you don't have to be desperate if you just maintain and build that relationship with Him. Okay?
Right. Yes.
And I'm excited you're not calling in desperation 5 years after your husband died.
No.
That's wonderful.
No. Just anxious, and I've never really experienced it before. And mm-hmm. maybe it's just the fact that I'm doing this empty nest thing. And, you know, you're so busy when you have kids and you're a single
right.
mom, and then all of a sudden their life changes. And I'm trying to, of course, you know, I will make sure I always tell them that I'll be okay. But deep down I'm thinking, oh, no, what do I do now?
Right, yeah. And then when they were all in the house, you were thinking, if I could just have some time to myself here. Which shows you, you know, Irma Bombeck's thing, that the grass is always greener over the septic tank. You know, it's all things always look better, but they're not necessarily. But anyway, let me send you two things. Is this the one that'll help you with your dating life? It'll help anybody with their dating life. Is this the one? And then the other thing is I want to send you Take Your Life Back, and I hope that'll be a blessing to you. And I hope you're an inspiration to a lot of other folks. But look, if you are hearing this and you're desperate, get out of the desperation before you make any kind of major decision, please. All right, let's go to Jane. She's calling from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Hi, Jane. How are you today?
Not too bad.
Okay. Well, we'll try to give you an answer that's not too bad. How about that?
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Right.
I guess I need some insight onto understanding what could be happening with me and how do I tackle it. And this is what the situation is. There's many times I'm in a, just, you know, with other people and I become embarrassed so easily or over something that I don't understand. Logically, there's no reason why I should be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you one of the recent situations. I was in a meeting with some other women, and at the end of the previous meeting, which was several weeks prior, I had shared some information that was valuable to the subject that was being talked about by the leader of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
She, I'd have kind of suspected she might, you know, share it with the group in the most recent meeting, which was the next meeting, which made a lot of sense. I didn't mind it at all.
Yeah.
I was too, like, afraid in the previous meeting to raise my hand and share it myself because, and I like to share helpful information in a meeting or anywhere I'm at, because I like to share truth with people or just experience that I've had that God has helped me through.
Mm-hmm.
But I was too—I didn't want to raise my hand and share it at that meeting because I was afraid that I would get embarrassed.
Okay.
So I'm afraid of getting embarrassed. I'm afraid of getting all red in the face, and then people know I'm embarrassed, and then I'm afraid of people seeing that I'm embarrassed. And
yeah.
I don't want people to see that. So then, okay, so fast forward to the next meeting, and I thought, okay, we're about halfway through the meeting. She's not sharing it. And I was, you know, I thought, okay, she didn't, you know, I was okay with that. But then all of a sudden, she mentions my name, and she begins to share it. Well, right away, I'm feeling, I believe, self-conscious. I'm starting to get all red in the face. It's like, help me understand what is happening, why I'm feeling this way. Logically, I can't figure it out logically.
Okay.
Is it shame, fear? Is it all of the above? What?
Yeah, we can help you. I'm glad you called, because, I mean, we all have these times, and they just don't make sense. We'll try to help you make some sense of it. We'll be back right after this.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. L-I-F-E.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today with Chris Williams and Dr. Alice Benton. Right now, we're on the phone with Jane, and she's got some embarrassments and a little bit of uneasiness there, and doesn't make sense to her. And Chris, you want to get us started here?
Yeah, it is really frustrating when we have these experiences and we can't figure it out. And if I can make up a word, there is plenty of things in life that are unfigure-outable. This happens to be one initially, because Jane, this is not really something that's happening in your conscious brain. I want you to think about being in that meeting for a moment, and the moment you heard your name. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, where in your body did you feel it? Like somewhere maybe between your chin and your belly button, it lit up. What part was that?
I can't really remember. I'm really, it's been a couple weeks now. In fact, next meeting.
Well, let me do this. Let me do this. I just want to get to the point. Who embarrassed and ridiculed you and criticized you for your thoughts and feelings and opinions as a kid?
My siblings.
Yeah. And if that had a theme, if the way your siblings treated you, it would be, and it was a title of a chapter, what would the title of that chapter be?
Say that question again, please.
If your siblings treated you a particular way, and it made you think that Jane is what? What is Jane?
I don't know what answer to give that question, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because in that moment in the meeting, if we fast forward to the meeting, you're thinking, yeah, what I don't want them to see in me is this.
Were you the youngest child or next youngest? Is that the...
I'm the youngest.
Youngest, yeah.
Yeah.
So am I. And I think us youngest, if we don't have these loving, wonderful, mature brothers and sisters, we end up feeling a little inferior to other folks, like one down. And so I think that can make you susceptible later in life to this kind of thing. But it sounds like to me this isn't a normal experience for you, or is this the first time you've kind of been... doing something like this that calls attention to you?
I have done other things that have drawn attention to me, and I got mm-hmm. through it successfully without this happening mm-hmm. and just, okay. you know, relying on the Lord and just feeling confident. But then there's seasons of my life that, there's periods of my life that I've gone through where it's happening more often.
Okay. All right. Well, do you think it has to do with getting older at all, that you start to doubt your competencies and things, or something not related to that?
It could. I'm not sure. I do have some health issues that I'm not getting out amongst other people as often.
Okay.
I'm unable to work outside the house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've often wondered if that could have something to do with it.
Well,
you know,
sure.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I am a people person. I like people. I like to in other words, I go a new place, I'm not just going to sit there and wait for someone to say something to me. I'm the kind of person where I'll reach out and introduce myself. I'm not afraid to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What are some of the things that you've wondered about around this illness that you have, or your health? Do you have any shame or judgment on yourself as a result of that, which is often
no.
the case? Okay,
well,
good.
There's been some... I've had some sexual abuse in my background from as a child, and just feeling like I've really received a lot of healing in that area in my life.
Good.
So I've kind of even tried to question myself, does it have something to do with that? Now, why would it? You know,
mm-hmm. right, after all this time.
Especially in light of the topic of information that we were speaking about at our last meeting, didn't have anything to do with that area
sure.
of life at all.
Right.
It was just a topic of getting to know the Lord and different ways we get to know the Lord. And I had an experience, you know, to share that the leader of the group found helpful to share. And like I said, it was nothing shameful about it. And yet there I am feeling, you know, it's like, if I think I'm going somewhere, I might be in a situation where it might happen, then I begin to fear that it might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, they do say that the biggest fear people have is of speaking up in public. And people would rather be dead than give the eulogy at a funeral, kind of is the joke. And so I think that's pretty common. Alice, you had a thought here?
I do. When we're hard on ourselves, especially about things out of our control, whether it's mistakes or reactions of embarrassment, my face gets so red when I get embarrassed. But when I keep that to myself and I don't admit it to my safe family and friends and kind of talk through it and laugh through it with them, it can be a cloud over me. So I want you to consider continuing to admit this to good people in your life.
Most of my life I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and we are glad that you're with us here today on New Life. And I'm going to send Jane, Take Your Life Back. It is so powerful in not letting anything like fear, anxiety get a hold of you. But Alice, what do you think are maybe just kind of three general principles that we all need to be looking at if we end up in a place and these new fears and anxieties, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're experiencing them?
Well, Chris and I are going to double team this because I have three surface level how to attack it in the present.
Okay.
And one is, as soon as we can, we admit that embarrassment. And if we can do it right there in the room of, oh gosh, girls, I'm getting red here. I'm feeling a little embarrassed. It really can bring it down because usually we laugh and other people can relate to us.
Right.
Then we bring it to our safer people to ask for prayer, to talk it through with them. But we also go to scripture because I'm thinking of Philippians 4:6-7, where God tells us, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, prayer, petition, thanksgiving. Those biblical spiritual steps are powerful. And Chris has some great questions to ask.
Yeah, I just three quick questions. Is that when those weird fears come up that we can't always pinpoint, it's follow the fear. So what am I afraid of? And sit with it. Sit with it for a while. Where did I feel this fear before? So go back in your history and think about, hey, what this was like this time in my life. And just to your answer as well as Steve's is, who can help me here?
Mm-hmm.
So who can I go to really help me work through this?
Great. Very good. I had a ministry for a while. Maybe I should revive it. It was, you know, you've heard of the horse whisperer. I had the scary cat whisperer. And it just, you know, it was a place where you could talk about your fears. Maybe I'll revive that a little bit. Speaking of fear, Larry's in the studio. And, Larry, I'm kidding. All right, so Larry, thanks for being here. And we've got a tough summer ahead. They always are. We don't want to get behind. And let's just talk about this library we put together that's causing more people to sign up for Club New Life already than all of last month. It's the best of the best New Life Library. It's our way of saying thank you. I want you to talk about that, and then I'm going to tell people why I think they want to support Club New Life. But talk about the library.
Well, the library, best of the best, it's 8 books, and there are 8 of the books that were written by our radio host.
Mm-hmm.
Healing is a Choice, Steve, you wrote that.
Yep.
Changes That Heal, Henry Cloud. Boundaries by John and Henry. Forgiving What You Never Forget, Dave Stoop. How We Love, Mylon and Kay. Secrets Women Keep, Dr. Jill. Every Man's Battle, Steve, you get double billing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Intimate Deception by Sherry Keffer. I mean, if you have that library, there's not anything that you're going to face in life that you don't have a resource
right.
for.
That will
That's
equip
incredible,
you.
Yeah.
It's a powerhouse of books.
$129 if you want to go buy it.
I would say $129 is a bargain.
And $30 a month will get it for you. Just make that commitment, make
incredible.
Your first gift, and it's yours.
It's a steal.
And so it's our way of saying thanks.
Yes, it is.
And the reason we want to say thanks, and the thank you, of course, is to try to get your attention so you'll support us. Because once you start to support us, you know, most people continue because they have such joy from being part of all that we're doing here, and they know that they've been part of each life. But let me tell you something. Transformation is something that must happen in redemptive relationship. You can't just go and memorize scripture and expect that that's going to transform your life. You need, like in James 5:16, confessing your sins one to another, praying for each other. And that's what we have been trying to make happen here. Now, that's just for a person just going through normal things of life. But whenever you hit something really, really tough, like a child, and I've been on the phone today with a couple of different folks, and you hit a child, you come up against a child that's just not living out the way you thought that was all going to go, and you don't know what to do. We're here to help you figure that out. We're here to help you when you discover you've been being betrayed for years. And we're here when you finally say, I want to do something about this. You know, everybody hears about the Me Too movement. But what you maybe don't see in the media, but it's right here, is Never Again. That movement is taking place with men getting their sexual integrity together. And when you support us, you're supporting women that will never, ever be abused or harassed again because there are men standing up in every man's battle saying, never again. We can't get to those people if we don't have your support. When you support us at $30 a month, yeah, we say thank you with a library of books, but I'm going to tell you will not regret supporting this ministry. Try it 3 or 4 months and just see if you don't have a different feeling about this program and everything that we do at New Life.
Steve, let me tell you one thing. You said people sign up and they continue to give. We had a call, and the man had signed up for $30. He gave for 7 years as part of Club New Life, and then he thought, I'm just one little $30. This isn't making any difference, and he quit. And then he heard us talking about Club New Life, and he rejoined at $50. So I just want folks to know that if $30, you might think that doesn't sound like a lot, but when we can pull it together and raise the monthly mm-hmm. income, it makes a big difference,
mm-hmm.
and it makes a big difference in people's lives because we can help more people.
Yeah. Well, and all we want to do is give people the truth. Even if it's uncomfortable, we want to help them transform. Even if it seems impossible, it isn't. Call us, help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, please, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate
okay.
that. All right, let's go to Tom, Washington, D.C., WAVA. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing all right. What's happening in your life today?
Thanks for having me on. My marriage is in crisis.
Okay.
I really don't know where to begin. I've listened to your show incessantly the last few months, every free waking moment that I have, I'm either reading about marriage. I just have begun to invest my whole life into marriage because evidently I'm not good at it, and it's brought me to this point. My wife asked
me, what's the crisis? What's the crisis? What does she say is the big problem?
Yeah. So, full disclosure, I spoke to one of your phone reps probably last week who sent me a book, How We Love. So I'm looking forward to reading that. I just started. I read the foreword last night, in fact. And I will pull up your YouTube channel and listen to that as well. The crisis is what she's telling me. It's a little confusing, to be honest. There's no pornography. There's no adultery. There's no abuse. There's no tangible thing there.
Okay, what is there? What does she say?
Well, I think if she were on the phone, which I've heard you ask that question to husbands and wives before, you know, what would your spouse say if they were listening and you mm-hmm. asked that question? It seems to be a disconnect with vision or priorities. I happen to run a business that involves youth sports, and my children are involved with youth sports. Early in our marriage, she's culturally, she's not from this country, so she's from another part of the world where athletics is not a priority.
Okay.
Which I completely understand. And early in my first child's life, I was sort of sucked into that Americanism where the kid has to play every sport, he's got to go all out and be a superstar and all these things. And I'll never forget one day she said, I'm not taking him to soccer. it's just too much. After his first year of kindergarten, she said, I want to homeschool our children. I was against it. Public school product, that's where I'm from. And after a lot of prayer and thought and discussion, I said, okay, let's do it. And since then, I've been 100% behind it, which has really calmed down our lifestyle.
Okay. So what does she say is the biggest problem here? It's not just sports, is it? I mean, what's the problem?
Well, I guess I'm leading to the point where I now coach the kids' teams, and yet I also run this business. So the line, in my humble opinion, I could be off on this, the lines are really blurred. I run the organization, I'm the director, I'm the founder, and so half of me wishes I had a boss, I had a 9-to-5, and I was, you know, involved with my kids through sports. So that would maybe be a blessing. But it's sort of like when I'm with my children, I left my career, which was in college athletics, entering into this particular business venture, which has now become hugely successful. We have a great salary, live in a beautiful home, beautiful neighborhood. But she just feels like you haven't been.
Hold on.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars, but EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Really glad you're with us here today. Right now we're talking with Tom, and his wife's got a problem here, and it's kind of, maybe we'll figure out better what it is. Alice, you want to get us started here?
Well, Tom, first I want to applaud you because you're doing so many things right, and you're just eating up material to try to figure out how to handle your marriage better. That's fantastic. And you're pouring yourself into your kids and a successful career for your family. That's all great. Now, I want to gently but firmly point out something that we're noticing in your conversation with us. I don't think you've yet answered Steve's question about what exactly your wife would say. Instead, you've told us it's good information, but you've told us what you're doing well, what you're not doing wrong, all the things you're doing for your family. And if you speak in that same way to your wife, who's hurting, and for her, marriage is at a crisis point, which is confusing for you, I get that. But I don't know if you sit and really hear her and draw out what she's so concerned about. And maybe she's lonely, or maybe she thinks you're pouring everything into the kids and the work and not into her. Maybe she comes last in her experience of it, although that's not what you mean to do. So I want to ask you to get real, real humble with her. If you haven't done it, or if you have, do it again. To go to her to say, I think you feel overlooked by me. I think you feel like you're last on my priority list because I'm doing all these other things first and I'm telling you everything I'm doing right. But obviously, I'm doing something that's hurting you. Please tell me what it is. I've got my pen and paper here because I'm going to take notes so I can take this to wise counsel, so I can think about this and pray about this. But then I need you, Tom, to just be quiet and listen to what she says without explaining yourself, without defending or justifying why it is you're doing what you're doing, because they are good things, so they're easily justifiable. But she might be getting lost in the mix.
Yeah, you're right on. Everything I was saying to that point was leading to what she would say, which is basically what you just said, and as she has said to me. And I know that's how she feels. And
well, Tom, let me jump in really quickly because I think that this
pick up on.
Yeah, this is really important, and we're running close on time. You wouldn't start a successful business without a business plan, right? Your marriage has no plan for the partnership. Marriage is about building life together. You are a hard-charging guy that moves forward and is successful, and it comes naturally to you. And those are really good things. But everything that you've told us, with the exception of homeschooling, even that took a while for you to get on board, is everything about her fitting into your life. Where are her dreams? Where are her aspirations? What does she want to do? And those are hard conversations because they come up against competing desires, but they're critically important. Because if you want to avoid resentment, you want to avoid disappointment down the road, and really painful and destructive relational behaviors, you get on the same page together and spend some time together talking about the life that you want to build together. You told us that your marriage is the most important thing. It's in crisis. This is a good crisis because you have the opportunity to come together and build the life that you both dream of, not just one of you.
And you know this this saying, there's no I in team, but there is the word tea. And so if you sit down with your wife and have some tea, you're truly being a team player. And you can't teach your kids the value of sports and teamwork if you and your wife are on different teams. And here's something, I don't know a lot about sports. What's that?
I said, here's where I've gone wrong. So when I hear you say this, all those things that you said, I've said, hey, would you like for me to change my career? In fact, I have.
Wait a second. That's like somebody saying, I die for my kids. Well, you probably aren't going to have a chance to die for your kids.
Right,
but will you live for your kids?
What I said was wrong.
No, but Tom, we're hearing something from you, and I think it's popping up again, where you say, this is what I did wrong. But then you tell us what you did right. And I think that's coming across to your wife, that your intention is good and you're headed in the right direction. You are. But then you keep telling her what you're doing right.
Yeah. Two words, humble down. That's what you need to do. Get on your wife's team. She's more important than any sports team or sports concept or career. And it sounds like she's really, really trying to do some good things for the kids. I appreciate you seeing the need for the homeschooling and that's a good thing. I think that is fantastic. But you're going to have to, in your terms, up your game when it comes to the team called marriage.
Right.
And she'll respond to that, my friend. And here's the other thing. I have done the research on this, and even though I am the world's worst defender, here's the research and here are the results. Explaining and defending irrelevant in the healing of any breach in marriage. What is? Listening. And then adjusting, adapting, and making the change. So be less of the coach who wants to share the strategy and more of the coach who changes what he does out on the field. Now, I'm going to send you this amazing book by Mylon Kay, How We Love. That's going to help. And I'm going to send you the Mediterranean Love Plan. There are a lot of plays in there that you can implement that will draw the two of you together. And that's coming your way. And those are available to anybody who's interested in changing anything in the marriage. Now, if you're on the line, hold on. If you want to join us on the next program, 1-800-229-3000. We have an amazing thing coming up. It changes lives. It's Every Man's Battle. It's June the 7th. And just come June the 7th. And if you don't have money, call us and let us get a scholarship for you. Don't let that be your excuse. Money is a lame excuse when you call New Life. We're going to help you. And then Intimacy in Marriage is June the 28th in Washington, D.C. I'll be there. Mylon Kay will be there. It's going to be fantastic. Marriages change. If you don't want your marriage to change, don't come. So it will really help. We're going to do Restore July the 19th, and Finding Freedom is September the 20th, and our 12 Steps to Happier, that conference is in Irvine on October the 5th. We want you to be there. We want you to come and be part of what we're doing. And then we want you to help us reach other people beyond our radio program. To do that, let me sell you a T-shirt that says, I saved a person's life and all I got was this T-shirt. And also a tremendous amount of satisfaction. That's $100. $30 a month, I'll send you the 8 books in the best of the best New Life library, including How We Love, Changes That Heal, Boundaries, Every Man's Battle, Secrets Women Keep, Forgiving What You Never Forgot, Intimate Deception, Healing is a Choice. All of that is part of that library. And if you can't do any of those, a gift of any amount, you'll get a great insulated tote bag for the grocery store, the beach, the pool. You'll love this. I think it's one of the best things we've ever created to give away. All of that to say thank you for becoming part of the New Life Giving Family. The phone number to call is 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need any help in any way, or if you feel like God is leading you to help us. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. And when you hear people change the way they think, when you hear people's lives transform, and that just kind of makes you smile, cheers you up, give to that. Give to us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Alice. See you next time, right here on
New
Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.